Let's read together 1 Chronicles chapter 21. In this chapter, we have David's sinful numbering of the people of Israel because of pride and God's resulting judgment. And then we have the purchase of a place of sacrifice that would become the future site of Solomon's temple. Let's begin by reading the first 17 verses. 1 Chronicles chapter 21, beginning with verse 1. Now Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel. So David said to Joab and to the leaders of the people, "Go number Israel from Beersheba to Dan, and bring the number of them to me, that I may know it." And Joab answered, "May the Lord make his people 100 times more than they are. But my lord the king, are they not all my lord's servants? Why then does my lord require this thing? Why should he be a cause of guilt in Israel?" Nevertheless, the king's word prevailed against Joab. Therefore Joab departed and went throughout all Israel and came to Jerusalem. Then Joab gave the sum of the number of the people to David. All Israel had 1,100,000 men who drew the sword, and Judah had 470,000 men who drew the sword. But he did not count Levi and Benjamin among them, for the king's word was abominable to Joab. And God was displeased with this thing. Therefore he struck Israel. So David said to God, "I have sinned greatly because I have done this thing. But now I pray, take away the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly." Then the Lord spoke to Gad, David's seer, saying, "Go and tell David, saying, 'Thus says the Lord, I offer you 3 things. Choose one of them for yourself, that I may do it to you.'" So Gad came to David and said to him, "Thus says the Lord, choose for yourself, either 3 years of famine, or 3 months to be defeated by your foes with the sword of your enemies overtaking you, or else for 3 days the sword of the Lord, the plague in the land, with the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the territory of Israel. Now consider what answer I should bring back to him who sent me." And David said to Gad, "I am in great distress. Please let me fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are very great. But do not let me fall into the hand of man." So the Lord sent a plague upon Israel, and 70,000 men of Israel fell. And God sent an angel to Jerusalem to destroy it. As he was destroying, the Lord looked and relented of the disaster, and said to the angel who was destroying, "It is enough. Now restrain your hand." And the angel of the Lord stood by the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. Then David lifted his eyes and saw the angel of the Lord standing between earth and heaven, having in his hand a drawn sword stretched out over Jerusalem. So David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell on their faces. And David said to God, "Was it not I who commanded the people to be numbered? I am the one who has sinned and done evil indeed. But these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I pray, O Lord my God, be against me and my father's house, but not against your people, that they should be plagued." Let's begin our study of this chapter, 1 Chronicles chapter 21, with some background notes. When we compare this account of David's sinful census with a parallel account in 2 Samuel chapter 24, we notice some distinct differences that must be harmonized. First of all, we read in 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 1, that again the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, "Go number Israel and Judah." Whereas here in 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 1, we read, "Now Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel." Now what's the answer here anyway? Did Satan move David to number the people of Israel? Or was it God's anger that resulted in David numbering the people? Answer, both. James chapter 1 and verse 13 makes it clear that God is not the source of evil and does not lead people to do evil and cannot be blamed for evil. So the truth of the matter here is that God allowed Satan to tempt David, and David was drawn away by his own pride as king and sinned by numbering the people. But God used this occasion to bring discipline upon the whole nation of Israel, because the Lord was angry with Israel, according to 2 Samuel chapter 24, probably because of Israel's national pride and dishonor of the Lord. Now, the difference in the totals given in 2 Samuel chapter 24 and 1 Chronicles chapter 21 for the numbering of the people probably has to do with the differences between Israel's standing army and those who could be called on to bear arms in time of war. And the difference in price of 50 shekels in 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 24, and 600 shekels here in 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 25, is easily resolved in that the threshing floor itself was 50 shekels, but David bought the whole site with its surroundings for 600 shekels. Well, that brings us now to our doctrinal teaching points for 1 Chronicles chapter 21. Doctrinal point number one, God disapproved of David's sinful census. God disapproved of David's sinful census. We read in verse 7 that God was displeased with David's numbering of the people, and as a result, we read in verse 14 that the Lord sent a pestilence on Israel, and 70,000 men of Israel died. Why was taking a census and numbering the people so wrong for David, even if it was for a military purpose? After all, back in the book of Numbers, there were two numberings of the children of Israel in chapter 1 and chapter 26, and both were directed by the Lord, and both were for military purposes. And we see from Exodus chapter 30 that Israel periodically was to take a census and number the people for the purpose of taxation and the support of the house of the Lord. So again, the question, why was it wrong for David to number the people here in 1 Chronicles chapter 21? What was so sinful about this census that 70,000 people were killed as a result? The one-word answer is pride. God had given David victories over all of his enemies, and there was no need here to take a military census. This census was, in essence, a turning away from trusting and thanking the Lord to trusting in and giving credit to your own military forces. How proud David was of his military strength. It added to his own glory. Now, David's pride here is certainly a reflection of the national pride of all Israel. This is why God judged the nation and not just David. God hates the sin of pride. Now, what does this account say about our own country? We used to give God the credit for our victories and blessings. Now it's our own military strength and the mighty dollar that gets the credit. In God we trust has been replaced with United we stand. We see in verse 3 that even Joab, who was not known for his godly counsel, told David not to go through with this sinful census. Now the good news here is that David repented when he was confronted with his sin. But there are consequences to forgiven sin, and there must be discipline for sin. God gave David a choice: 3 years of famine, 3 months of military defeat, or 3 days of pestilence directly from the sword of the Lord. David chose the 3 days of pestilence, not just because it was shorter, but because it would be more directly from the hand of the Lord. And David knew God to be a God of mercy. And we see in verse 15 that David was right. But 70,000 died in Israel as a result of this sin of pride. God disapproved of David's sinful census. Doctrinal point number two, God approved of David's substitutionary sacrifice. God approved of David's substitutionary sacrifice. 1 Chronicles chapter 21, beginning now at verse 18. Therefore, the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David that David should go and erect an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. So David came to Ornan, and Ornan looked and saw David, and he went out from the threshing floor and bowed before David with his face to the ground. Then David said to Ornan, "Grant me the place of this threshing floor, that I may build an altar on it to the Lord. You shall grant it to me at the full price, that the plague may be withdrawn from the people." But Ornan said to David, "Take it to yourself, and let my lord the king do what is good in his eyes. Look, I also give you the oxen for burnt offerings, the threshing implements for wood, and the wheat for the grain offering. I give it all. Then King David said to Ornan, No, but I will surely buy it for the full price, for I will not take what is yours for the Lord, nor offer burnt offerings with that which cost me nothing. So David gave Ornan 600 shekels of gold by weight for the place. And David built there an altar to the Lord and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings and called on the Lord. And he answered him from heaven by fire on the altar of burnt offering. So the Lord commanded the angel, and he returned his sword to its sheath. At that time, when David saw that the Lord had answered him on the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite, he sacrificed there. For the tabernacle of the Lord and the altar of the burnt offering, which Moses had made in the wilderness, were at that time at the high place in Gibeon. But David could not go there before it to inquire of God, because he was afraid of the sword of the angel of the Lord. The threshing floor of Ornan, who is also known as Araunah in 2 Samuel chapter 24, was a significant site that David purchased and used for a place of sacrifice. That is the very site where Solomon built the temple, and where every temple in Israel in the past has been built, and where both temples of the future will be built, both the Tribulation Temple and the Millennial Temple. We know that God approved of David's sacrifice because we read in verse 26 that when David called to the Lord, God answered him with fire. Verse 26, God answered him from heaven by fire on the altar of burnt offering. And in verse 27, we read that the Lord commanded the angel and he returned his sword to its sheath. What a picture we have of salvation here, as we do also in the sacrifice of Elijah at Mount Carmel. The fire of the Lord fell on the sacrifice and not on the people. In the same way, the fire of God's judgment fell on Christ on the cross and not on us, so that we can be saved from the penalty of sin by simple faith and trust in the Lord as our substitutionary sacrifice. God approved of David's substitutionary sacrifice. Practical application. Let's be willing to take the blame rather than shift the blame. Let's be willing to take the blame rather than shift the blame. Look at how David was willing to take the full blame for the problem in verse 17. And David said to God, Was it not I who commanded the people to be numbered? I am the one who has sinned and done evil indeed. But these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I pray, O Lord my God, be against me and my father's house, but not against your people, that they should be plagued. Now, I'm sure David could have found a few scapegoats around and shifted the blame for his bad decision. There were probably any number of high-ranking officials that advised David to number the people. But David does not shift the blame. Now, what about us? Are we willing to take the blame rather than shift the blame? Let's face it, we make bad decisions on our jobs and in our ministries and in our homes. Would you agree? Let's be willing to take the blame rather than shift the blame.